In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Happy feast. Today in the Orthodox Church is the Sunday of All Saints. All Saints Sunday is a day in the Orthodox Church when we celebrate all saints from the beginning of time, known and unknown to us. Saints are greatly revered in the Orthodox Church. They are people of love and dedication to God. Some loved God from early on in their lives. Others grew to love God over a period of time. Some, like the thief on the cross, came to love and know God at the end of their lives. With this being said, all saints have come to love God. They have embraced Christ's cross and carried it with them to their deaths and resurrections. Some saints were individuals of great strength. Others had great shortcomings. But all of them found solace in Christ. What a saint isn't is someone who simply relies on themselves. One cannot become a saint by themselves. That's actually a heresy. You cannot make yourself a saint. No amount of white-knuckling will make us saints. This is what St. Paul tells us today in Hebrews. Saints are saints because they look to Christ. Saints are saints because they say, lay aside every weight of sin and run with patience the race of life, always looking towards Christ. The effort isn't one of holding on extremely tight. The effort given is actually one of letting go of our sins, looking to Christ, and setting out on the path of Christianity. In 1 Corinthians, Paul likens life to a race. We're all in it. But St. Paul tells the Corinthians to run in such a way that they might obtain the prize of the race, the reward of the race. But for St. Paul, it's not the fastest who win. It's actually a test of loyalty and faithfulness. As St. Paul says in Hebrews, we run with patience and focus, looking to Christ. And it is Christ who is the prize. St. Paul tells us this in Philippians 3:14. I press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. All the saints from the beginning of time have stepped on to this path with Christ in mind. It's a threefold calling, letting go of sin, running the race with patience, and running the race with our eyes on Christ. But Christ just isn't off in the distance. St. Paul tells us to look towards Jesus, who is the author and the perfecter of our faith. These words might sound odd, but what they really just mean is that he is the beginning and the end of our faith. He is the origin of our faith, and he is its completion. It's the same words he says when he says, I am the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning and the end. The beginning and the end there, it's the same word. So when we run, we don't run alone, but with Christ. And not just with Christ, but with the great cloud of witnesses that surround us. St. John Chrysostom says that these witnesses are the martyrs and the witnesses of the New and Old Testament. The three holy youths, St. Elijah the prophet, and all the rest. All saints surround us as we set foot on this path. The saints have marked the way. It's a well-worn path, and their lives aid us in this foot race. In ancient and medieval times, there were texts known as florilegia in Latin. In English, it means something like a gathering of flowers. They were often just quotations of collections of quotations by the saints that were for the edification of a Christian. And I think that imagery of this word is a very important one. There often just isn't one type of flower in a gathering of flowers. Oftentimes bouquets. In bouquets, there are many different kinds of flowers. And that's what adds to the beauty of a bouquet. The same is true of the saints. They're all so different, and they're all so necessary. Read the Desert Fathers, then read St. Sophronia of Essex, then read St. Gregory the Theologian, then St. Porphyrios. What you'll notice is the character of each comes through vividly in their writings. All of them were so different, and yet all of them were united in the path to Christ. Some saints are quite strict, others are very gentle. Every one of them partakes of some quality of Christ, and it's important to acknowledge and give each their due. To be a saint isn't to force oneself into a mold of what we think it means to be a saint. That's not helpful at all. To be a saint is to let go of sin and to run the race of life with patient endurance, looking to Christ, knowing that we are surrounded by the saints. That doesn't mean we're not going to trip along the way or speed up or slow down. However, what it does mean is that we've been called to run the race of life and run it with endurance. St. John Chrysostom notes that St. Paul here isn't speaking about boxing or wrestling. He's speaking about running, the lightest of all contests, St. John says. And it's light because in a foot race, you have to be light to endure. In ancient Greece, this often meant running with as little on as possible. And the image that St. Paul is drawing is that of running towards Christ, free of the weight of sin. Sin weighs us down not because God likes to punish us with feeling bad. Sin weighs us down because it takes our focus off Christ and puts it on things that are either decaying, dying, or already dead. It weighs us down because it introduces death into our life once again. The point isn't to fight tooth and nail every moment of our life for our salvation. To fight off death in a way that leaves us exhausted every moment of our life. It's to run instead. It's to run at a God-given pace with our eyes always on Christ and to run lightly. It's about endurance more than it is about any kind of worldly strength. The saints know this. There's no other way to endure the sorrows of this world than to turn towards Christ. I seek Christ who died for us, and I desire Christ who rose for us, St. Ignatius of Antioch tells us. His focus was no longer on sin management, but on growth in and towards Christ. And the saints aid us in this race. Their lives tell us to slow down and focus on the one thing needful. They have run the race, and now they stand as markers encouraging us onwards. I have finished the race, St. Paul tells us, and I have kept the faith. This is what it means to be a saint. Today, may we set out on this foot race, surrounded by the saints who encourage us onwards, looking to Christ. Victory is not found in finishing this race first, but in finishing it in faithfulness to Christ Jesus. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.